24 Cross Media.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can live how we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love what we want. We can kiss who we want, we can live how we want.
Hey guys, welcome back to False Confidence.
Oh, hiya.
Just chilling here. Tiffany had a little din-din at Friday's tonight. Decided to have a glass of wine.
Well, I had a glass of wine and a few shots.
I'm just stuck on the fact that you ordered wine at like a TGI Friday's.
Well, and also I didn't just order any wine. I tried to order the Riesling. But they were like, we don't have that shit here. And I was like, okay, like what else you got? And they were like, we got the Pinot Grigio. We got this.
They probably had Pinot Grigio, Merlot.
Whatever. I'm trying to get lit, okay? I know what it does.
They're probably like, this bitch wants wine service at table three. She's obviously confused about where she is right now.
We were like the literally only table there. I was like, hey, you guys got some wine? Can you buy it by the bottle?
Oh, God. So what you're saying is there's no hot guys there to pick up.
Literally zero. Mm.
I feel like it'd be like picking up guys at an Applebee's.
Yeah, I wouldn't try to pick up a guy at Applebee's. I've seen them guys.
Me too.
I'm good on that. You know, actually, speaking of guys that work at Applebee's, not that Applebee's is a bad job.
I was not talking about guys that work there. I was talking about guys picking up guys there, but go ahead.
Oh.
Did you have something to say about people that work at Applebee's? Because I don't know about that.
Okay, so while we're on the topic, since you brought it up, not guys that work at Applebee's, but like, so just specifically talking about jobs, like, I think it's super important that like a guy has like a stable job. like,
yeah, obviously.
So you're going to be a server at like 50? Is that what you're going to do?
I'm feeling attacked.
Well, you're not a server. You're like manager bitch. You're like, I'm the boss bitch. You're like, I like to take it in the butt in bed, but I'm gonna fuck you in the ass at work. All the fuck day long.
I hate you. I didn't said that. I'm also a bartender and a server. Like,
yeah, but doesn't count. You make the extra Benjis, but that's not your like career. You got a good career, you know? You got a thing going on.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. I mean, but if you're just a server, like, I'm so sorry to all the just a servers out there that are 45, but like, you're just a server at 26.
I am disagreeing with you. Like, to the fuck, like, what do you think? They go home from their fake job and count their fake fucking money at the end of the night?
Okay.
They don't.
I'm glad we had
this
conversation.
They have a real job and they're making real fucking money.
No, they are, but like, okay,
and people
I have
do
a quick
make
question.
Careers of that.
So, quick question. So, what you're
saying.
And
they're probably making more money than you.
I don't believe.
That is a fact. If,
I make pretty good money.
Yeah, but if you break down your salary by the day, right?
So right.
Your take home at the end of the week, say just...
My consistent pay.
Right. Say you're making whatever you're making at the end of the week. You divide it by 5 days that you work a week. That's how much you're making a day.
And
there's definitely
like
people working 5 days
die.
A week serving and bartending, making way more money than you. It's like stripping. Do I think you could be a stripper at 60? No, but are you probably making double what I'm making right now? Yes.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
So you could invest
like, you
and set yourself up to be okay.
You could, but like, you're probably not. Like, I'm thinking of like a 55-year-old that's like still like serving. Like, that's it. Like, where's that like health insurance? Like, what if you, like, what's your 401k
maybe
set up?
Maybe they pay their health insurance separately and their 401k
so
separately.
So you're disagreeing
like,
with me on
they have it themselves
this.
And so not through a company.
So what you're saying is you're fine if like the next man you meet is like a server at like the restaurant. And you're fine with that. I want to know the truth. Don't be trying to lie because I don't believe you.
I'm not saying that necessarily I feel like that's good security for what I want in
it's
my life.
It's not.
But I'm saying you can make a career of it and there are people supporting themselves doing that.
There 100%. Are, but it just gets to a certain... I agree. I know so
and
many
servers. And good thing
servers.
They're out there fucking working compared to like half
agreed.
The other people that fucking aren't.
1000% agree. But my issue is when you get to a certain age, it's like, I'm not going to be okay with you being like, I am a server or I am a cashier at CVS. Like, it's just not going to fly.
It's like menial jobs for like high school.
Correct. Like, I need to see that you can take things seriously and that you like understand the value of like, I don't know. It's just, I just feel like those type of jobs are not something that you can do forever. Yeah. And like, yeah, you could be a cashier at CVS. You could be like the hostess at fucking Red Lobster for 40 years, like whatever. But it's not really like, I'm going to be honest, it's not the job for me.
Right.
for me to have for you. Like, I need you to be like set up. And I know you agree. There's yeah, no way
I
will, you don't.
I obviously want somebody to be set up. I don't want us to struggle for the rest of our lives.
No. And when you can't serve at 55 or 60, now what? What do you got now?
I'm feeling attacked and I'm getting a little like verklempt here. Like I'm fucking worked up. I got anxiety. I don't know what I'm going to do at that age yet.
You're
I'm
not hoping, just a server, I'm hoping, bitch.
I know, but like, can I even still do what I'm doing then? Like, what if the brand goes down and I don't have that job anymore? And then I go, yeah, what do I do?
Yeah, but you have the experience. First of all, I would not be surprised if you start your own bar / restaurant at some point, which hopefully has axe throwing, just pointing that out. But at the same time, you have managerial experience in the food industry, like the service industry. Yeah, you'll find a job anywhere. Weird. Anybody would be lucky to hire you. Fuck that shit. But if you were like, I'm a waitress and I'm gonna go to fucking 99 now, like, okay.
I'm just banking on like my friends being super successful. So then like when right. I'm not, I can just move in with like one of you guys and
I'm gonna cool. be really successful. I can feel it.
Okay. Cool.
So like whatever.
Speaking of being successful, it's funny that you think you're gonna be so successful because I wanted to start an OnlyFans with you.
You did. You did want that.
And honestly, when I called you, I was so hype about it. I'm like, yes, we're starting hyped. OnlyFans. Going to be False Confidence Podcast OnlyFans. We're going to be fucking rich. This is it. This is our ticket out. We're going to make it out.
We're doing it.
We're doing it. And I called you so excited because I thought you were for sure going to say yes. And you absolutely immediately said no.
Well, because I just think like... I literally actually know you would regret it. Like the minute
Kim Kardashian is a bajillionaire.
Yeah.
Off of a sex tape. I'm just asking you to post some pics.
It's not like I'm opposed to posting pics, but it's like, who's seeing those pics? Whoever subscribes? I don't even know how it works. Do you pay? What's the deal?
Yeah, how much pay? Money are we it's getting? Not for free. Why would I do this for free? Yeah, they pay. You get to set, I don't know, but I think you get to set how much you want them to pay.
Do you think that? Or bad do you know baby, that, bitch?
Bad Baby made like fucking $50 million in the first day she was on there.
So basically what you're saying and is you want to like start a 16-year-old fucking
ghetto
me.
Piece of shit. What?
So you want to start an OnlyFans with me? Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I look pretty good naked.
So here's the thing. So you and I both have completely different bodies
in all the ways.
Right. In every way.
Short to fat
you're
as fuck.
You're short and fat. I'm tall and slender. I have A cups. You have double D's.
I'm a girl. You're a boy. Whatever.
whatever. Right. I just feel like between the two of us, we could appeal to a large genre of people.
We could. I'm not denying that.
I'm not asking you to make sex videos with me and post them. I'm asking you to take pics.
And so you literally, really you, I feel like you
didn't
that?
Even, yes, and you didn't even think about it, bro. You just said no. You just like immediately were like, no. And then you were like, and as a matter of fact, if it came down to it and we did it, you'd be all like, I don't know. Should we post it? What if my mom sees it? Like, fuck you. It was my idea and I would do it.
I mean, I got to think on that.
What's my mom going to do at this point, bro? I'm 35. She's probably like already given up. She's like fucking, she's a lost cause.
Let's bygones be bygones. Here goes Bree. What's the next venture she's got? I mean, I don't know. It's just something about like how much are we charging? Like, I feel like I'm worth a lot.
Tiffany, you have to get people in
like
there.
Like a dollar?
First.
Like what?
No, it's not like a dollar. I think it's like maybe like it's like, I don't know, $7.99. Well, okay, so this is how I think
you
it works.
Know
I don't really know, but I think that they can subscribe to see the page. And then I think that they could send requests. Hmm. And you can decide how much that is going to be. So somebody could say like, I want a picture of Tiff's tits with cum on them, which we would then Whoa. Have to get cum on them.
Okay.
Or make like some sort of a substance that looks like it, but either way.
and
then I think you
like
could say, sure, I'll send that for $15 or $50 or, but okay. Anyway, this all piles up, you know? Mm. And then before you know it.
But they can share these photos with their friends and be like, look at Tiff's tits.
Yeah, I guess they
see,
could.
See, that's
they
the part that I don't jive with. You know, but it's like you cares? Sharing these.
Well, actually, yeah, but like, why would they share them if they paid for them? Like, well, if they paid for them, they're theirs, probably.
Yeah, why would you fucking share them, you idiots? You paid for that. Make Tiffany, somebody else pay for that.
You share pics with me all the time.
No, I know.
Yes, you do. You're right. That's how the mirror. That's how the mirror trick started. So, like, you're right. But who cares if people share them? Like, I'm out here loud and proud.
I know you are.
I don't care.
You don't.
Like, I do, but I also need to pay my bills. So, and the way Central Hudson's set up right now, like we got to do something.
Central Hudson can suck a dick. You know what I need? I need to find that sugar daddy that's like, you know what? If you just blow me, like, once every other week, like, I'll buy you all the things.
I want, like, a Splenda daddy. Like, one that doesn't necessarily want sugar.
Like, I'm a diabetic. Yeah. So, like, I can't have this every day.
Yeah, like, I want one that, like, can't have the sugar, but, like, wants to still pay for me.
I feel like there's gotta be, like,
because I don't want to be around going around blowing all these sugar daddies. Like, I don't know what else they're doing, because I gotta be honest with you, STDs scare me.
Okay, you don't even want me to get started with STDs.
And this is the crazy part. I work with a lot of young kids, and you know what they're always talking about? Getting pregnant. I mean, ugh. I should have bought stock in plan B the way these really bitches should've be popping these pills, but like but their main concern is always pregnancy. And in my head, I'm like, that is the easiest thing to get rid of.
Yeah, it's so easy.
Control, alt, delete.
Bing, boom. End test.
Half the time it's free, probably. Like,
yeah, what I'm not like, what doing you is can't getting pregnant.
Get rid of is fucking some diseases.
Some diseases AIDS, can't be getting rid of.
AIDS. That scares the fuck out of me, literally.
Okay.
But then you have like gonorrhea, syphilis, herpes.
I'm a little less worried about AIDS, and because I almost feel like you can tell somebody who has AIDS just from kind of like looking at them, unless they don't even know.
I feel like that's the most ignorant thing I've ever heard in my life.
Is it true? Because I've seen
you think if Magic Johnson's just walking off the basketball court, you look at him and you think he has AIDS. No, you don't, but he does.
Not everybody, but like
the majority. When they're really sick, but not when they're not.
True. But like,
what?
But I feel like you can tell a lot of people that have AIDS. I don't know if you've been around a lot of people that have AIDS. I actually have, surprisingly, and they look like they have it. And I feel terrible for them because I had a really close friend who had it. And like, I could tell he had it, and he like didn't admit it at first, but like I knew he had it. And then I found out he did, and I was like hurt for him because I'm like, I knew it and I've known you forever.
Well, I think when they get to a certain level of, but like I think in the early stages, like HIV, I think people could be walking around it with it and not know. But yeah. I mean, I don't know, but.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
But also there's like,
there could be people that obviously don't. Yeah, but there's people that could
not show symptoms of herpes.
Or they're super rich and they get like special medication and shit.
I
don't
know. All I know is I made it 35 years like this and I plan on keeping it that way.
Right. Well, let me tell you a little story. Okay. So there was this one time at band camp that some motherfucker tried to say that he thought he had something.
Oh, from you. I remember. Right. He blamed you.
And I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, now I know that I don't. So if you do, like, I'm a little concerned.
Didn't you go get tested anyway?
Of course I did. Because I'm like, well, now he's scaring me because now, like, I know I don't. Like, I'm so sure of it.
Now he's basically saying he might.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I have to go. So, like, I got tested and everything was perfectly fine. But, like, I was freaking the fuck out. And I was so tight at this motherfucker.
And you sent it to him? Like,
bing. Of course I did. I sent a screenshot.
Must,
like, you
must be one of your other girls.
I know. And then I did find out that he had fucked another girl like a couple of weeks before that. And I'm like, okay, didn't you think maybe you should have asked that fucking slut? What the fuck? I was like, you're the one fucking bitches left and fucking right. And you want to blame me? Like, you have some nerve. You know what? Find out if you have an STD before you mention it. Actually, that's a really good piece of advice. Do not bring up that you have an STD until you have an STD. Because now I'm freaking the fuck out. I'm getting all the tests. The blood test, the pee test, the swab test, everything. Every test is coming my fucking way, and I'm also gonna be mad.
Right.
So, like, all these things are happening.
Don't you think, like, but how do you, like, do you, I don't know. I'll tell you what, I've never had a guy ask me if I've been tested or if I have anything or when was the last time I've been tested.
It was literally the only person, and
no,
I was.
No, but don't
disgusted.
You think that's irresponsible that I've never been asked that before?
I do think it's irresponsible.
I do that, so. Like, I could present that information at any time to somebody, right. But why doesn't anybody ask?
You're right. But I will say that, like, before I fuck somebody, I do ask them if they're, like, clean or if they're fucking anybody else. I actually do ask that question because I'm like, I should probably know.
Yeah, I've asked too, but I haven't been asked.
Yeah, because guys apparently don't give a fuck. I'm like, ew. Like, do you care, like, at all? And also, like, why are you just coming right at me, bro? Like, you didn't want to just make sure I was on birth control, so you're fine with having a kid? Oh, okay. And then when I decide, I'm just like, there's plenty of bitches out there that are not having abortions, so you're just fine with having a kid with me? You're bugging.
Yeah.
No way. If I was a guy, I'd be super scared to fuck a girl without a condom.
Fuck yeah, me, like, too. Like, this could lead to me being tied to you forever.
For literally ever. And it really blows my fucking mind that guys would, like, actually just, like, because on our end,
we have
that
control. It could be like, dude, I'm never talking to you again, and I'm definitely getting rid of this, and this, there's going to be no connection. But as a dude, you would think that that would scare them more often than it does.
I
think it's like, they just think they're invincible. Like, oh, that's not going to happen to me. Like, that's not going to happen.
They're bugging, because let me tell you the amount of people I know that that has happened to.
Oh, well, I know.
Like, you're dumb. And I'm just like, can't even believe it. Like, in my mind, I can't believe that. First of all, the fact that girls would even lie about that. Like, are you on birth control or no? Like, why are we being weird? Like, yes or no?
Right.
Also, if you're not, why are you letting me come in? You want a kid with this random fucking guy who probably has a girlfriend? No, they want to go get
plan, like, B. I'm telling you. And what do people do before plan B?
I don't know, but I actually had a friend that took day, plan B and got day, pregnant.
You
anyway.
Had to go to Planned Parenthood and get it, remember? Like, you couldn't just buy it over the counter at CVS like you can now.
Yeah, you can buy that shit anywhere. You buy it at Buffalo Wild Wings behind the counter if you try. Ew. You got the plan B back there? Next to the, yeah, it's next to the Red Bulls. No, but you're right. Actually, I had a friend who I lived with before I even had my son and my first son, and she took a plan B and she still had the kid. That sucks.
That sucks. Can you sue?
That super sucks.
Can you sue?
I think there's a disclaimer on it that says, like, you may still be fucked. Like, big time. This is only a plan B. It's not a plan C, D, and E. You
don't have to worry about getting pregnant.
My baby girl, Bree Bree.
No.
Who else? Well,
I mean, I want to be, but...
But you don't have to, like, necessarily worry about it, yeah. Which is cool. Like, cool. You're the real one.
I mean, I don't think that's cool, but
if I was a guy, I'd come inside
you. You're okay, thanks. I was thinking more, like, lesbians, not me, but, like, lesbians.
Yeah, they don't have to worry about getting pregnant.
So, I was talking to one of our lesbian friends the other day, and and I said, like, if you're a lesbian, only a lesbian, you've never had a dick in you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're a virgin. And okay. She said, no, like, because they use toys or whatever, and that makes her not a virgin because you could still pop a cherry with a toy or whatever. Like, I popped my cherry way before I ever had sex on accident. Right.
On a bicycle incident.
Same with you. Right? So, like, that's not, so what, am I not a virgin because my bike popped my cherry? Like, no, you haven't had a dick in you. That's what your virginity is.
Okay, so to or circle onto that, it's not. So, like, okay, really? I watched a documentary in which they basically said, like, the hymen, which is, like, technically losing your virginity, breaking the hymen, blah, blah, blah. Your hymen repairs itself. So, like, after you break it, it's going back. Like, it may not be a hundo, but it's, like, 90, you know? So it's going back to the way it was. So... technically, you could be breaking it again and again, you know? So I actually will have to disagree only because I feel like sex
is... So you agree with her. So lesbian,
I agree with your, like, lesbian friend, yes.
I mean, I think they could, like, lose their lesbianic virginity, but, like, you haven't had a dick in you.
I get it. I just feel like not everybody wants a dick, so,
I'm
like...
I'm not saying they do, but just, like, in my head, I just feel like... I guess now that I'm saying this out loud and hearing you, like, I guess I kind of understand what she was saying.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I'm just like, no.
Well, because a dick in your vagina isn't only thing that's sex. You know, somebody eating you out or you sucking a guy's dick, you're having a form of sex. So, like, you're
having but you
sex.
Know damn well, say we're 16, or well, you may say we're 13 again.
I never had sex at 13.
14 again, or whatever. However or old 14. You were. How old were you?
16.
I was 14. No. Yeah. Tell us.
I will fuck somebody up.
I know. I would kill somebody now. But, Anyway, so say we're that age and we only had oral, you mm-hmm. would still be telling people you were a virgin. Yeah. Because you didn't have full sex. I would tell people I was a virgin sex. Then.
Yeah, of course. But like, I feel like sex isn't just.
And if
dick
I was
and
with
vagina.
My boyfriend and he was playing with a dildo with me or vibrator or something, I would still say I was a virgin because I never had a dick in me.
So if you were having quote unquote sex with a girl, let's say a strap on, a dildo, she's eating you out, you're eating her out. I don't know what the fuck all the moves
like,
are.
Like I get it. Honestly, you would say like I fucked her. I had sex with her.
This bitch. You
but
know?
Like in my head, it's like not real sex.
Though. I get it. But what is real sex? If you're turned on only by the same gender,
I get it.
That's
so if you're
sex,
gay, that's you know? Sex. Yeah.
Yeah. And because of that documentary I watched when they said like the hymen is like the way they say you've lost your virginity, it can repair itself. So like you're constantly breaking it, you know, at a certain point. So
I guess I just think like male, like the dick is still going in. Like they still have dicks. It's real. Right. And then like male, female sex. And then I just think female, like you're fucking plastic. Like, what do you mean you lost your virginity? You're fucking a plastic or a rubber or like it's not real.
Right. I get that.
I mean, that's how I feel. I don't know.
It's not real.
Like, you're still a virgin, which good for you. Like, you're going to die a virgin because you only want to, because you're a lesbian and you don't like guys, and I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, I think you're just a virgin still.
Right.
Which is, like, dope because sometimes I wish I was.
I wish I only ever fucked that bitch. You know? I don't know. I just think it's because, like, sex, like, okay, so if you had a boyfriend. Or, okay, you had a boyfriend and you cheated on him with a girl. He's probably going to be tight because you fucked a girl. Whatever you did
but
with
I didn't
her,
have a dick in me, though.
Well,
he probably ain't going to be that mad. He's probably going to be like,
are you
so...
mad just because you weren't there to watch?
Yeah, are you mad?
Or...
Right. Or did you want this to be like a threesome type thing?
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, he's probably going to be mad, but... You know, just like a porn star, I guess, would be mad if like she came home and like her man was like, I just got this banging ass pussy tonight from my porn bitch.
Yeah, that would be awkward.
Yeah, it would be awkward. So speaking of porn people, like, do you know any porn stars by name? Like at all? Like the amount of
like
guys
know,
who know porn stars by name
I know,
is
sick.
Unreal.
Even when we had the guys from LL Blitz on and they were named firing off names and I'm like, damn.
I know, they're even naming off guys and I'm like,
I watch amateur porn because I don't know like any specific names.
I don't know any
Like for
names.
Me, it's not like movies. Like, oh, look, there's fucking...
Nicolas Cage. Yeah, hey, Nick.
Johnny Depp. Like in the beginning of it, it's not like starring Johnny Depp, you know? Like, so I'm not really sure what's going on.
And I actually, to this day, I still don't know the name, so I'm just going to make him up like here is Ryan Stormy. Here is Ryan Big Dick. I don't know why I'm using the name Ryan, but I don't know any Ryans. Here is Johnny Jerkoff. I'm like, I literally don't know who that is.
No, I don't know any porn stars.
No, I don't know, but the amount of guys that know the names of porn stars is unreal. They're like, hey, Jenna Jerkoff. I'm like,
I know, but
I don't know who that is.
I feel like they watch it more.
Do you watch porn a lot? How often a week do you think you watch porn?
To be honest with you, I feel like it comes in phases because there'll be weeks where it's like a couple times a week and then there's like weeks I don't at all.
A couple times a week, yeah. I would have to say that too. A couple times a week or I just don't. Yeah. Same.
Or I just don't. It depends if I'm having a busy week or not. You know?
It depends if I'm just like laying here like watching this show and I'm like,
Yeah.
All right. That's literally what I'll do. I'll be like watching like a crime documentary of like somebody just got murdered. And I'm like, you know, I kind of want to come. Then I just like barely move. I like reach over to the draw. I'm like, ugh. And then I'm like, I really hope I haven't overused this because if it dies... Oh, well, I'm going to chat. I'm going to be tight.
It's the worst when you don't know if it's going to last. And it's so fucked up.
And I can't
that
even
is
tell
so
My
fucked up.
Vibrator does not work on charge. Okay? It's got to be charging or being in use. There's not a double thing that's happening. It's not both happening. Like, it's charging while you're using it. No. By the way, let's talk about how fucked up that is. Like, why can't I use it while it's charging? You like, know, why I let doesn't this thing
come, die. You know, like, why doesn't it come with a longer cord? There's been times when the it died, and I thought that, and I'm like, why don't they sell the extension cords like they do for the phones, like the fucking AP ones? Like, so I need this to be plugged in right now.
You're right.
I can't come back to this in 20 minutes when it's charged up.
Right, and I have a really hard time making myself come with just my hand. Like, I can't do it. Like, if I was,
oh, I can.
So I've definitely had a vibrator die at like the last second. And I could just like rub it and it's cum.
Yeah.
But like, I can't just rub it. Like, I need for like a minute. Like, something's got to be actively moving consistently.
You know what the worst part is? Is like, because it's like you said, you're like laying in bed, like doing nothing. That's when you choose to do it, right?
Yes.
And it's like, then you don't, it's not like you're going to get up, plug it in. It's like, you would think we'd be more proactive in the like setup, you know, because it happens so often that you're like, every girl listening to this right now knows exactly what the fuck we're saying. Like, yes. You think we would just be more organized.
Yeah, you would. You'd be like,
but also, I know it's not something you're just going to have, like, laying out on the counter plugged in for, like, everybody to see. So it's like, you have to, like, pick and choose when you're charging it and where.
And it's like, after you use it, you just kind of toss it back in the drawer. You're not like, let me charge this real quick so that next time I try to come, I'll be ready. But I have literally almost came and I died and I'm like basically gonna die. Yeah. Like, cool, let me charge it. So I'll charge it for like a 5 minute. That's it. Just give it five whole minutes.
But then it lasts for like another 33 seconds and then it's like
and I'm like, you better hurry up, bitch. You better get turned the fuck on now. All right. Who's eating who out? Whose titties are getting sucked? What the fuck is going on? You got 30 seconds to figure it the fuck out. This thing's not gonna last.
Then you know you gotta get the setup before you like. It's so sick.
I cannot. Okay, so you have absolutely had your vibrator die when you're almost there.
Yeah,
and like,
I feel like everybody probably has.
There's almost nothing worse than that.
Oh, there's stuff worse. Like, I think things worse. Like,
oh, like,
but it's pretty bad.
Well, that is pretty bad.
What's the worst sex you ever had? Speaking of pretty bad.
The worst sex I've ever had. Okay. So it's funny you asked that because I have actually thought to myself, what's the worst sex I've ever had? And I can't say I've ever had the worst sex of my life.
You've
or
never
the
had
best
bad
sex.
That's got to be a fucking lie.
Okay, so what I'm going to tell you, because I have thought about this before, is like the weirdest, most uncomfortable sex I've ever had. I think I have a good answer to that.
Okay.
The worst and the best sex of my life has never yet happened. I know that. I hope to never have the worst sex of my life.
Okay.
But this is like the weirdest, most uncomfortable sex that I've had. And actually, it was in this very house. In your very bedroom.
Oh my God.
So like, I had hooked up with this guy 2 times. And so the second time, this is the plan. Okay. He was a lot older than me.
Okay.
And so the plan was that I was going to be totally naked when he got here, like just laying in my bed, leave the door unlocked.
Pre-planned thing. I'm pre-planned, dying right now.
Which also, FYI, hate pre-planned shit. Like, just text me. Mm-hmm. And if I'm available, I'm available. I don't want to pre-plan it because I might want to cancel and then I'm going to feel bad, whatever. So either way, pre-planned, be on the bed naked. I'm going to come in whatever the fuck time, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
He comes in the room at the time. Tiff's naked. Mm-hmm. And this motherfucker puts a pillow over my head. As he's sliding inside the wet hole.
Stop.
He puts a pillow over my head. I was like, what? Like, you didn't get the claustrophobia memo? Like, what the fuck is going on? And so he's fucking me with a pillow over my head. I'm like, oh, so you're into murder? Like, I don't know that this was some Ted Bundy shit.
Oh, wow. That's
like,
weird.
You should have advised me.
That must have been like a kink thing. Or it was, he just thought you were totally busted and didn't want to look at your face.
Well, since we know a lot, that's a lie. No, it was so weird. It has to be a kink thing. I don't know what the fuck it was, but either way, it was the weirdest, most uncomfortable position I've ever been in, and I literally never talked to him again after that day.
So the worst sex I ever had, the guy was in and I didn't know he was in, and if it wasn't for him like pumping and starting to sweat, I wouldn't have known that I was having sex.
What was he tiny?
So bad.
Or he just like wasn't in it?
I can't. I didn't even like get to see it, so I don't know if it like wasn't hard was all the way as or as it was tiny as fuck. This was like right after high school, but it was. I'll never forget it because I was like, "What is happening?" And so you know, I did it again.
Of course you did. Because it wouldn't be you if you didn't do it again.
Obviously, I'm gonna do this again just to like make sure I'm not fucking nuts. It was the same thing.
Mm.
Didn't even know. And he was like sweating, bro. Like he was putting like all the work in. And I'm like, wow. And I couldn't even like fake it because like I can't even pretend that this is not happening the way it is right now.
Right. Well,
that and was the worst. The worst.
I mean,
ever.
That does sound really fucking terrible. Like, honestly, I can't say. So, like, I can. Okay, FYI, ladies, the quickest way to get somebody to go soft is to ask them, "Are you even hard?"
Or is it in? Wait, is it in? Automatically done.
But I'm gonna be honest, okay? Sometimes the positions.
I believe you did ask somebody that, right?
I did. I did.
Is it even hard? And it went.
Well, I just like to be 100 when I'm fucking somebody. So, like, I wasn't 1,000% sure, but it was more a position thing. I did say that. And I will be honest, it was a position thing. I don't know what was fucking going on. Maybe I wasn't wet enough. Maybe I had too many twists that night. I don't know.
Okay.
But it was in at a weird angle. So, I didn't know. I was unaware.
Right.
And also, I've had experience with this person where sometimes it may not be as hard. So, I was thinking, like, maybe it's not. Let me just double check. So I go to double check. It is hard. I didn't realize. I'm sorry. Yeah. But
that's a dick move. I would never be like, is it even hard?
I just like to be honest. Oh,
that's so bad, Tiff.
I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it like you suck. Like, is it hard? You know, I just meant like, are we going soft again? You know?
Yeah.
So that was basically what happened in that situation. But I felt like a little bit bad about it. So does that like count?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So I'm going to tell you, I was upset with you tonight because I was missing you so much and you were just like working. And like, I don't like it.
I'm sorry. Some of us have to work to pay
our bills. I thought
you were
dead.
You did.
I really thought you were dead.
We share our locations with each other.
Yeah, we do. We set our relationship.
Because my phone didn't move for so long. I appreciate that you thought that I was dead.
I was like, okay, if she doesn't text me like an hour, they've closed like 3 hours ago. So if she doesn't text me like a solid hour, like we're going to have to go check it out. If she's dead, that could happen. You ever heard of the ground round manager? My God.
Oh my God.
That ain't happening to my friend.
No. Thanks. I appreciate you.
And I'm going to find you before
the
morning.
That's part of the reason I share my location. I'm pretty sure if I got kidnapped or like sex trafficked, they'd bring me right back. Well, I wouldn't get sex trafficked. I'm like way out of the age group for that.
So as far as sex trafficking,
you have to be like young and hot. And I'm like, I don't qualify. So I could get kidnapped maybe to like be raped or murdered.
Yeah.
But I feel like they'd bring me back. They'd be like, this bitch is annoying.
They'd be like, yo, this bitch is hella loose. We gotta go. She ain't gonna tell nobody. No.
I was alive. I am here.
You are here. I was really happy.
We live
about that.
For another week.
I was like, you know, something about this girl. She just has 9 lives, and I think she made it through her one tonight.
And my birthday's Sunday.
Yes, I can't wait.
You already know we're gonna have mad stories next week.
I'm super excited. I'm excited for your birthday. I'm excited for your birthday party.
Yeah.
Can't wait for that. I'm planning on getting like drunker than I am tonight, which is like a 4 on the 1 to 10 scale.
All right, guys. Until next week.
Praise be, bitches.